أجمعين وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض وقال الله عز وجل في مقام آخر إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصل عليه والصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله Infinite and abundant praise, complete glory, submission and faith is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Lord, our Creator, the most benevolent, the most kind and the most merciful, the one who has given us the opportunity to gather here today to seek His proximity, to seek His forgiveness, to seek His pardon and salvation. And salutations and peace and blessings be upon our noble, most beloved, most honorable, most prestigious messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and upon his righteous and noble and purified and beautiful family, and upon the illustrious and noble companions, and upon all of those who follow in the footsteps of Islam. My respected elders, my sisters, mothers, children, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower upon you all abundantly on this blessed and noble and sacred day of Jumu'ah, and may this attendance become a means for our guidance, for our purification, and for our hidayah, and for our success and entrance into the gardens of paradise. Ameen. Over the last few weeks, alhamdulillah, we have journeyed through quite a few topics. The importance of resilience, the importance of sacrifice, and the importance of discipline. The importance of preparation for our journey and return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And previously on Jumu'ah, we talked about the heat of the sun, the severity of the sun, and how again we need to prepare ourselves for a day where there will be no shade except the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And just as we seek the shade here in the dunya to protect ourselves, we need to actively prepare and make sure we become from one of those seven recipients who will be granted shade under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. Ameen. May Allah azza wa jal make us all from amongst them. Today, inshaAllah, we continue on another journey which is equally an important journey that we need to reflect upon what has passed and reflect upon what is and reflect upon and contemplate on what shall be. So there is no community that can live successfully, that can prosper, that can grow, that can be successful without strong roots. And the way that you form strong roots is in your past, because you consider and reflect upon your past and you learn from your past and you ensure that you not repeat those mistakes and you keep hold of those sacrifices and the memories and the trials and the tribulations. You hold on to them to give you strength in the present and to enable you to prepare for the future. And for us Muslims especially, this is a time for reflection as we are on the precipice, as we are on the border of the arrival of a new Islamic year, of the new Islamic month as well. So it is therefore an opportunity for us to reflect on our past year, our Islamic past year, and think about the good that we have done, the things that we have failed in, and make this azm, make this conviction, make this sincere resolve to improve ourselves in the future and order, and also for us to prepare for our journey to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this particular new year, which begins with the month of Muharram, which is a sacred month bestowed upon by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the ummah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So inshallah we will briefly touch upon this sacred and noble month of Muharram. We will also talk about its connection, its direct and immediate and primary connection to the life of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. And we'll also talk about the Ashura, the time within which the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam wanted us to connect directly to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, to bridge this brotherhood between the Muslims and the Jews, and for us to connect ourselves to something much more deep and meaningful. We'll also talk about the journey of Makkah, the journey of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and the Sahaba ikram in the 10 years or so that they were there, and the journey that they had to traverse through the highs and the lows in Makkatul Mukarramah, and how then they embarked upon this emigration and this great journey that we know as the Hijrah, where they left everything, not for the dunya, not for themselves, not for wealth or for the pleasures or anything else, but they left everything solely for the sake and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also within this beautiful month, we have a great tragedy, a great event within which we commemorate the sacrifice of the greatest grandson of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala. And these are some of the highlights that we will be talking about today, all in relation to the new year, to reflect upon our past and to make sure that we understand our present and also prepare for our future. So Muharram, the month of Muharram, was intended by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before we were even created. It's not just a fluke, or it just happens to be that Muharram is the Islamic Hijrah, or the Muharram is the time when Musa alayhi salam was saved from Fir'aun, as was Bani Israel. None of this is by chance. Everything has been ordained and orchestrated and designed and chosen and selected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before we were even created. So this month itself, inherently from the beginning of the intention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala up until now, and shall be remain up until the day of Qiyamah and on, a sacred and noble month that has been solely and selected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jal mentions in the Quran, إِنَّ عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ اثْنَا عَشَرَ شَهْرٌ فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ مِنْهَا أَرْبَعَةٌ حُرُمٌ. That verily the number of months with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is 12. So that we have been given this circle, the circle of a lunar year, and also for the non-Muslim, the circle of a solar year as well, where they have 12 months and it comes full circle. Even if you see now from the beginning or before Ramadan, you had people preparing in Sha'ban, preparing for the arrival of Ramadan. Then you have the journey for the month of Ramadan. Then you have the journey within Shawwal and you are practicing those 10 fasts. And then you have another journey, Zulqa'dah and Zulhijjah, and people are preparing for their journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Muharram is another part of that sacred journey in which you are again returning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as everything undoubtedly returns back to Allah azza wa jal. So with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the decree of the number of months, which is 12. And this is how it has been ordained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when He created the heavens and the earth. And out of four of those, out of the 12 months, four of them are sacred. And Muharram is one of those months which has been sacrificed, made sanctified by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we approach this month, we should approach it with happiness, with joy, with acceptance, and with khushi, with happiness, and with thankfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has given this sacred month within which we can improve ourselves and connect ourselves in a more deepful and meaningful manner, and engage ourselves in the zikr, in the shukr, in the tawbah and istighfar, and in the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Muharram is also the month which is required Islamically for every single one of us to practice Islam, because this is the month where everything begins anew. This is when the cycle begins afresh. This is where the zero point starts and you begin again for your new month. Without this hawl, this Islamic lunar calendar, you don't know when to calculate your zakah. You will not know when the month of Hajj or Ramadan or anything else comes, because you need a starting point. So this is the starting, and also this also enables us to calculate the end of our Islamic year as well. Muharram, as I mentioned, is the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, within which the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentions that the best fast after the month of Ramadan is none other than the month of Muharram, which is the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you can see from the outset, it has many virtues, it has many benefits and many rewards which has been placed there by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as I mentioned, Muharram also commemorates one of the most significant movements in human history, which is the Hijrah. The Hijrah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, his family and the Ummah and the Sahaba ikram, where they left Mecca, they left everything that they had known and wanted, they have left everything for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The emigration of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, of Islam, of the Ummah, from Makkatul Mukarramah to Madinatul Munawwarah, which was illuminated by the arrival of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. This is the beginning of the civilization of Islam. This is the beginning of the civilization of humanity, because this is the first state to apply full justice to all of its members, whether they were Muslims or non-Muslims. So this is a great day, a great month for us to remember the beginning of our roots and who we are. And we should take a moment to reflect on how the Prophet ﷺ applied that constitution within Medina, how Muslims interacted with the Jews and with the non-Muslims and all of the other tribes in that particular city, and how they coexisted and they lived as one unit. And we need to remember these principles wherever we go, whether we're in the UK or anywhere else, and re-imbibe all of these Islamic ethos and the principles within our lives, and make sure that we are living in peace and harmony and coexisting with other people, and making sure that we engage and communicate with other people just the way the Prophet ﷺ wanted us to do so when he went to Madinatul Munawwara. As I mentioned, this month is also, it contains the day of Ashura, which is the 10th of Muharram, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam and the children, Bani Israel, from Fir'aun. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, when he arrived in Madinatul Munawwara, and he said, we are more worthy of being closer to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, and for us to remember Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. And therefore he instructed the Sahaba ikram, before Ramadan had become fard, he instructed them explicitly that fasting the day of Ashura is an expiation of a year of sin. So subhanAllah, you have this great reward given to you. Why? Because we are connecting back to our roots. We are looking back and reflecting upon the journey of Musa alayhi salam, how he went to Fir'aun, how he confronted it, and how he left Egypt, and then how he lived with his tribe and with his people. We are reflecting upon the life of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, where he lived for almost a century. And in this particular month, this is when the rains fell down, and it showered and rained for weeks and months on end. We are remembering the hijrah, the journey of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, of the Sahaba ikram. So we see that Islam is all about these cycles that overlap one another. It's all about this journey. Your faith brings you to a journey of Islam. Your salah brings you a journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your zakah is also a journey for you away from your wealth. Your psalm is also a journey for you away from the food, but closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the ummah. And your hajj again is a reflection of that journey of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, and you are following again in that journey. And the hijrah and Muharram is a reminder of that beautiful journey of Islam and Muslims. And therefore Muharram, its significance is there for us, and it commemorates so many things, but overall you can see the overarching theme is of a journey from one thing, away from one thing and towards another, which is the journey from the dunya to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from zulm towards justice and adl, from all of backbiting and lying and cheating towards honor and speaking the truth and being honorable. All of these things are away from something towards something. So Islam is commemorating the life of sacrifice, and we remember the sacrifice of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu in the place of Karbala, which will be inshallah al-Aziz also touch upon as well. So all of us in some way or form are journeying on an everyday basis. When we wake up in the morning, we have a journey that we have to fulfill. The journey from our bed to our workplaces, to our schools, to back to our homes, from point A to point B. We have a day-to-day journey. We have a weekly journey, a monthly or an annual journey. All of us are going through some journeys in our personal life, with your wife, with your children, with your manager, with your workplaces. In some way or form you are doing that. We have journeyed from our home countries, from Asia, from the Middle East, and we have journeyed here for something. And the best form of hijrah is when you do the hijrah for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not just for the sake of a woman, and not just for the sake of the dunya, or for wealth, or for any of its attractions. But whenever we do journey, we do find trials and tribulations and difficulties. So Muslims are, we see in the media, we see in our society, especially in the last few decades, we are victimized. You see in our countries, we are invaded and we are displaced. And our values are questioned and our beliefs are interrogated. And our Qur'an is contested, as is the life of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And this is a personal journey that we have to go through. And we have to contest with all of these things that we are surrounded by. A personal journey, and also we have a collective journey as a family, a collective journey as an ummah. But we always have to ask ourselves, فَأَيْنَ تَزْهَبُونَ? Where are you going in that journey? Are you allowing all of these challenges and these trials and tribulations to divert you and take you away from the Qur'an and Sunnah, to take you away from other things, or are you remaining steadfast and remembering that your ultimate return is back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So many people that I know, they say, oh, we want to leave the UK, we want to leave Europe, we want to leave America and various other countries, and we want to go to the Middle East. We want to go back to our home countries because it's an Islamic country there. Even there, we have so many challenges as well. And it's almost an illusion for you to feel, for you to assume that in those countries you will have a better Islamic life, because there, everything is rampant, just as rampant as it is here in the UK as well. So you have to understand what type of personal, spiritual or intellectual journey that you are embarking upon in your life. But wherever you are throughout the world, realize that your ultimate journey is back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And especially now for our youngsters, that this is our country. Majority of the youngsters are born in this country. This is their home. This is their country. For them, they don't conceive that their home country is actually Pakistan or India or Bangladesh or Afghanistan or the Middle East. No, this is their home country. So how can they do this hijrah? This hijrah which the Prophet ﷺ did. There is another hijrah that you can do within your heart, within your mind, and with your soul as well. With the hijrah of your heart back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Currently our children and their hearts are connected to the dunya, to the social media, to so many things of the dunya. And we need to disconnect from all of those things and make this active movement. Make this active movement, this physical, this spiritual, and this mental movement, and move our hearts and our souls, our minds back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember that Allah azza wa jal is capable over everything and everyone. And we all seek the actual pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the acceptance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So don't just journey towards or gravitate towards those people who accept you in the dunya and those people who welcome you, but turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Turn your heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He is the only one who truly guides. And the greatest guidance is none other from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the one who can truly protect you. He is the one who heals you. He is the one who honors you. He is the one who blesses you with everything that you have. The people cannot do that. The dunya cannot do that. Kul kullu min indillah. Everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, we need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to make sure that our hearts turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because there is no power, no might, no strength except with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you want your heart to be at peace, if you want to succeed, then it is only when you are connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. When your heart will find satisfaction, where and only when? In the zikr, in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When your heart is there full for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So Allah azza wa jal reminds us in the Quran that whoever holds firmly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَنْ يَعْدَسِمْ بِاللَّهِ, that whoever holds unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then indeed he is guided to the right path. فَقَدْ هُدِيَ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ, that he is indeed guided to the right path, the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So ask yourselves, as children, as adolescents, as adults, as teenagers, where is your heart connected to? And where are we constantly engaging our hearts to? Or rather, should our heart be connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And this is another important thing, hijrah. We can all do this journey and this hijrah from our warm beds. We all will want the comfort of our bed at night time. And therefore we move away from Salatul Isha and we go towards the comfort of our bed. We want the comfort and the warmth of our bed at Fajr time. And we hold fast onto our bed. We don't leave the bed for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, we need to overlook the pleasures and the comforts of the dunya for something which is far greater, something which is far more meaningful, something which is far more everlasting, which is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنْ يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُوَ وَإِنْ يَمْسَسْكَ بِخَيْرٍ فَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. That anything comes to you, it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can remove it. But if something good comes to you, it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He is the one who is the source. He is the one who bestows upon you all that good. So if you want a peaceful night's sleep, if you want itmi'nan and sukoon in your heart, in your mind, and if you want to wake up and have a blessed day, then you need to move away from these pleasures and move to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The real sukoon and the pleasure and the tranquility is in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hijra from your old dress. And you might think, what does that basically mean? Because Isman is like a dress. It's not something that just occurs randomly. Iman is there, which increases and decreases with time. When you spend more time with the deen, with Allah, with the masajid, with the righteous people, your iman will increase, and it will increase in quality and in strength and in quantity. But you keep away from Allah and the deen, that it will decrease with time. So it strengthens and weakens, and it responds to good as well as it responds to evil as well. So if your iman is not renewed by the words and by your actions, then it will wear away, just like your clothes wear away. So you need to renew your iman, you need to strengthen your iman. And again, you need to do this, as the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam reminds us, that iman wears out in each and every one of you like a garment wears out. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High, to renew the iman in our hearts. The way you were as a Muslim after Hajj is very different, because your iman is on an all-time high. The way we are as Muslims in Ramadan is very, very different. Outside of Ramadan, outside of Hajj, where is our iman? How strong is our iman? How much do we renew and refresh and strengthen our iman? Again, this is an important journey that we must all undertake, to strengthen our iman, just the way we need to strengthen our actions to do those things that please Allah Azza wa Jal, to strengthen our hearts, to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That hijrah, that journey that we all need to undertake. Hijrah towards the Qur'an. We are very easily swayed by other people and their comments and their quotes, etc. But how much do you sway and you listen to the Qur'an, the kalam, the majestic kalam, the timeless kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? There is no better guidance, there is no better advice, there is no better constitution, there is no better parameters of life or way of life except from the Qur'an and from the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. It gives you and provides your soul and your mind and your body everything that you need, and it grants you success not just in the dunya but most importantly in the hereafter. The Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam mentions, يَرْفَعُ بِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ أَقْوَامًا, that with this very book, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah azza wa jal will raise great nations. When you forsake the Qur'an and sunnah, when you discard the Qur'an and sunnah, وَيَدَعُوا بِهَا آخَرِينَ, and then others will also be debased and lowered. Why? Because they depart from the Qur'an. So we need to make this active effort in the new Islamic year, in the new Islamic Hijri, in the new Islamic month, to make sure that our hearts are journeying towards the Qur'an, our actions are journeying towards our Lord, our heart is journeying towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the book, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. This is that elevated, most prestigious book from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wherein there is no doubt, a guidance for all of those who are aware and conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We as individuals, we need to do this hijrah, have this journey from confusion towards confidence in our identity, in our huwiyah, in who we are, and make sure that we practice Islam to the best of our ability, to have confidence and yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and persevere in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just the way the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam persevered in his deen, in his personal, in his spiritual, in his entirety of his life. We need to persevere. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions and promises, وَكَانَ حَقًا عَلَيْنَا نَصْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. It is incumbent upon us. It is a promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help our people, our true believers and our true followers. But we need to have that confidence, that yaqeen, that tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that indeed, Allah, that the nasr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the success of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is near. We need to increase in our worship, and we need to distance ourselves from the sins that we commit on a daily basis. We need to be from those people who the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam reminds us in the Quran that wa'bud rabbaka hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen. To worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in so much quantity, in severity, in conviction, until yaqeen, certainty, reaches us. So again, as I mentioned at the beginning, we are all on this sacred journey, especially in the new Islamic year, especially in this blessed month of Muharram, and we need to ask ourselves, what is our journey? Is it just towards work, just towards university, just towards education, towards our family, or towards food and gluttony and our pleasures? Or is our journey, our hijrah that we are doing of the heart and the mind and the soul of our actions, is it going closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or are we going further and further away from Allah Azza wa Jal? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us and will ask us on the day of Qiyamah, فَأَيْنَ تَزْهَبُونَ, where are you going in your worldly journey? And we should be able to say, Ya Allah, my heart is leaning towards you, my actions are leaning towards you, my mind is leaning towards you, I recite the Quran and I worship you to the best of my ability, and I keep away from the sins. We need to do hijrah from the bad friends that we have, from the bad company that we have, towards good people, towards those people of Islah, those people of Khair. Handpick those good people who will constantly remind you and instill the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam reminds us that a Muslim, al-Muslimu man salim al-Muslimu min nisalihi wa yadi, that is the one from whose tongue and hands other Muslims are safe from, and muhajir, and the one who leaves, who does hijrah, who emigrates, is the one who refrains from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden. So in this new Islamic year, what hijrah are you going to do? Are you going to refrain from backbiting and lying and cheating and fighting and arguing? Are you going to refrain from all of those things that have been prohibited by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If you do that, that's the first step. And then you need to journey towards something which is far better, which is the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, which is towards the Quran, towards the Sunnah, towards the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, towards Salah, towards Ibadah, towards conviction and sincerity in all of your A'mal. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala especially enable our youngsters in the 4 or 5 weeks of holiday that they have to make sure that their journey is a journey towards the masjid, towards the deen, towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. And for all of us seasoned people, we need to disconnect from the dunya and make sure our hijrah in our heart and our soul and our mind is back towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.